This podcast is brought to you by the Buy American, Support America t-shirt. Right now, if you go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Buy American, Support America t-shirt, you'll get a free book by Howie Carr. There's tons of packages, so go check them out now.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As you probably have heard, we're either close to or over 1 million people wanting to go. We have a 22,000-seat arena, but I think we're going to also take the convention hall next door. And so we'll have 22,000 plus 40,000. But it's an amazing, nobody's ever heard of numbers like this. And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The message from the media is, as long as you are protesting something or going to a rally that is of the right politics, you can do it. And we're going to ignore the spread of COVID.
Some folks out there might forget that we're still very much in the middle of a pandemic right now. But President Trump is boasting that he'll have a record-setting crowd. How worrying is all of this?
Well, I think it's very worrying for the people of Tulsa.
You know, they're just continuing to march. And that's what we're seeing here. It's very peaceful. It's beautiful to see, I have to tell you.
Underscoring your point, yeah. This is a beautiful scene, and this is necessary.
So going to a Trump rally is somehow much more dangerous than going to a rally in Brooklyn over the weekend.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Nobody is more opposed to the small number of bad police officers than the overwhelming number of really good and great police officers. President Obama and Vice President Biden never even tried to fix this during their eight-year period.
Unchained and unstoppable.
First African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They've been captured against their will. The United States didn't inherit slavery from any. We created it.
I like him. He's silly.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That was Tim Kaine. What a maroon. Did he ever hear of the Pharaoh and how he enslaved the Israelites, the Hebrews, and Moses rescued them? Did he ever hear of that? Were the Israelites slaves back, 2,000 plus years before Jamestown? Come on, Tim Kaine.
He probably thinks Charlton Heston is a Bible character.
These people get away with, it's just amazing what they get away with. They don't know anything about history. It's the whole thing with tearing down all these statues, too. You know, for a few minutes last night, it looked like I was going to go on Tucker, but then they switched it around, and I was going to have to discuss the statues. And I was just going to point out how absurd these statues. I mean, if they start ripping down these statues, I mean, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, in turn the Japanese, and I know Yale a few years ago got rid of the John Calhoun College. It's just I don't know what a college is, if it's just a dorm or a couple of dorms or whatever. But he was the South Carolina senator who was pro-slavery before the Civil War. They got rid of the Calhoun, but they didn't get rid of Yale itself. Yale University, Elihu Yale. He was a slave trader. I looked it up again. He was a slave trader. And no one's talking about getting rid of that. They thought about getting rid of the Woodrow Wilson Center at Princeton University, but no, that was too big. I guess they got too big of an endowment, so they're not going to get rid of that. It's just silly. All this stuff is silly. 844-500-4242. And I know there's a lot of stuff to talk about here today, but I got to say that the one thing that really is still interests me more than anything else and concerns me more than anything else is this coronavirus. They've decided now to use this against Trump and against Republicans, just like they used the Russia hoax for 2+ years. And I understand that there is a virus out there, but there's always some kind of virus out there, isn't there? And that was a good intro that Taylor did, just showing the amazing hypocrisy here, that it's somehow okay. It's okay to be outside and taking part in protests or riots, you know, interchangeable words pretty much, in many of these cases, or the protests become riots as the sun goes down. And for example, you have Charlie Parker saying that they're going to give free testing to people who've taken part in quote unquote large gatherings. And you have in New York, Bill de Blasio saying that, you know, they have these new contact tracers, just like they do in Massachusetts, keeping an eye on you. Big Brother wants to keep an eye on you for your own good, of course. They're from the government and they're here to help you, as Ronald Reagan might have put it. But they're not going to ask anybody in New York if they took part in any riots. And Parker in Massachusetts can't even bring himself to call them riots. He doesn't even call them protests. He calls them gatherings. But there was a great there's a great front page in the New York Post today. Sick hypocrisy. And they show the giant, one of the giant rallies. I think it's maybe the Black Transgender Rally in Brooklyn on Sunday, maybe. And then the other one is just, it looks like some kind of a street fair in an affluent neighborhood in either Manhattan or Brooklyn. And there's just a handful, you know, people are walking around and they're drinking and they don't have masks on. And then the Post says, this is fine, meaning the huge protest rally. With tens of thousands of people. And then it says, this is dangerous with hundreds of people. Sick hypocrisy. Liberals, media cheer protests, but say outdoor restaurants, bars are COVID risks. It's so true. It's just ridiculous. And you know, and again, now they were swooning. They were getting the vapors over these so-called peaceful protests. But yet Trump wants to hold this rally in Tulsa on Saturday night, and that's a major league health hazard. And then they're pushing this whole this latest narrative. The number of cases is surging. They're testing more. They never talk about deaths. Why do they never talk about deaths anymore? You know why? Because the little boy who's cried wolf too many times. No one's buying the death narrative anymore. You know how many deaths there were in Massachusetts? Massachusetts is like the fourth or fifth state in the country. 23 deaths yesterday. 14 of them were in Charlie Parker's death houses, also known as nursing homes. You know, where the operators gave him $52,000 and $47,000 to the House Speaker and $32,000 to the Lieutenant Governor and tens of thousands more to all the rest of the legislative leaders. You know, they don't want to talk about that, though. They just want to talk. Oh, Trump is going to. Oh, there's going to be a spike. There's going to be a spike. There's a million people have asked for the ticket. A million. That doesn't matter. I mean, a million people would you know, if they said you can apply for free tickets to the Super Bowl. How many people do you think would apply? That doesn't. Just because you apply for the tickets doesn't mean you're going to go in. It's ridiculous. And again, if it's not a big deal to have these protests that in some cases become riots, why is it a big deal to have a rally that's not going to become a riot? We got some good sound here. Phil Murphy, another Needham High disgrace, who's the governor of New Jersey. He was interviewed on the boardwalk yesterday by one of the morning anchor cupcakes, and he started getting heckled by somebody who said, just open up the bleeping state, open up the bleeping state. But they, you know, the thing is, they keep threatening people. Like Asbury Park, I think I may have mentioned it yesterday, city of Asbury Park in New Jersey, it's a resort community. They need to open up. So the town said, we're gonna let you open up. And you know what Murphy did? He filed a lawsuit to stop the businesses from going back. Just like they went into court in Massachusetts, his classmate there at Needham High, Charlie Parker, they went into court, or the town went into court in Oxford, to shut down the gym owner who was trying to keep afloat. For what? For what? What are they trying to prove here? They tried to they tried to come up with these ridiculous rules for daycare centers, and the daycare centers said you hacks don't know what you're doing. They didn't say hacks, but that's what they meant. You hacks don't know what you're doing, so they changed all the rules again because they were no daycare center was going to be able to open. There's a great editorial and an op-ed piece in our paper today, the Boston Herald, by Jamie Earhart, who ran for the Senate a few years back, the state Senate. And he's saying, open up the schools. We've all been saying that. There are zero fatalities under the age of 20. And they're still talking about shutting down the schools. How about if you got a kid that's always been into football, and this is his senior year coming up? Is he going to be able to play? Speaking of Needham High, are they going to have the Needham-Wellesley game on Thanksgiving Day like they have for over 100 years? Or are they going to just post? Are they just going to cancel it this year? Because why? Why are they going to cancel it? I don't know. This is bugging me more than the other big issues that are going on here. I'm thinking about going back to Massachusetts. And, you know, at least the weather is nice now. But, you know, I mean, who wants to go back to a place where everything is under the control of these petty tyrants who don't know what the hell they're doing, who don't have a clue what they're doing? Charlie Parker increasingly looks like the head of some kind of cult. He just keeps reciting these numbers by rote as if these tests mean. What do these tests mean? Tell me what they mean. And why do we need all this testing capacity when they're only doing 5,000 tests a day? Why
There's
do we
a
need
lot at stake here.
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
Did this just happen?
God, he's such a dope. 844-500-4242.
Don't know.
Now they got the thing in at the Wendy's is burnt down in Atlanta, and they got videotape. It looks like a young white woman torched the Wendy's in a black neighborhood in Atlanta. So Wendy's is offering a reward. Is anyone going to turn this woman in? I hope so. 844-500-4242. I'm just going to get your thoughts about the endless lockdown. And with Maine sort of reopening on Wednesday, Massachusetts, I think, is now the most locked down state in the union, bar none. It was, again, as I said to Bruce Boliquin, it's like the states were co-joined again, like they were before 1820. But now Maine has pulled ahead, I think, somewhat of Massachusetts in terms of opening up. And again, Charlie Baker has this amazing popularity rating. I don't see it. I don't get it. I think people are afraid to say they're doing contact tracing on these poll questions if he's this popular, because I don't think people are happy about being stuck doing nothing and having their kids doing nothing.
We can start talking about a gradual, careful, data-driven, phased reopening.
Yeah, how about a gradual, data-driven, phased-in moving out of state? I think people are going to be moving out of state, and it's not going to be that gradual either. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
603, our condo complex can't open our pool for the summer, but the protests are just fine. The hypocrisy is astounding. I've never been so glad I blanked the gubernatorial vote. Yeah, me too. I did it as well. Baker is an embarrassment. Another one, 508, dude, my Moonbat mother loves Charlie Baker. I mean, he's the classic Republican that Moonbats love because he's stabbing his own people in the back. They love Neil Gorsuch and John Roberts today, too, because of their decisions in the Supreme Court rulings yesterday, their votes and the decisions. That's the way it works. 844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What are you more worried about, a coronavirus resurgence or another round of lockdowns?
Lockdowns, obviously.
92% say lockdowns scare them.
Yeah. I know. That's again, they're using it as a club and a cudgel against the small businessmen, the private sector, Americans in general, you know, Trump. They're just using it against us. I repeat, if it was World War II, I understand sacrifices have to be made. This is not World War II. This isn't even the Hong Kong flu. All right, we have a good deal here for Father's Day coming up. This is a good chance, your final day to get anything for Father's Day. If you go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, get any of our remaining cheap bastard deals. We've got we've got like eight left, eight cheap bastard deals left, a few of each deal. And if you order a cheap bastard deal today, you're going to get a free T-shirt. No size is guaranteed. It could either be a Dirty Rats or a Proud to be Deplorable T-shirt. But you'll get, if you order any of our CDB specials on the website, you're going to get a free T-shirt along with it, Dirty Rats and Deplorable. You have a choice of Maria's Restaurant in Portland, Maine. They haven't got many of those left. White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire. New Hampshire's wide open. If you're in Nashua, this is a great deal, $50 for $25. Same with Maria's. We also have cheap bastard deals for Michael's Deli in Brookline, Mass. Defensive Strategies in Manchester. They can teach you how to use a gun. Body Rituals in Dover, New Hampshire. Rejuven Ice Cryo in Peabody, Mass. I love Cryo. MD Drip in Dedham, Mass. That's the IVs. Those are great, too. IPL Skin and Wellness in Dover, Mass. So you got a lot of choices there for
Dad
Father's Day.
Make a whole day of something with going to the spa, then getting his firearms certification, and then topping it off with a beer at White Birch Brewing. It'll be a great time.
That's true. It's a great deal. Wherever you are, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, anywhere, check it out, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store and check it out for cheap bastard deals today. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I've gone to every Open the State rally for Mass and New Hampshire, and I keep trying to tell people, you know, the first 30 days he had the right to do what he did, but the rest of the time he doesn't have the right to stop asking commission, and everybody just open up. What is he going to do?
It's 45 days, but I see your point. I know. The thing is, anybody can start anything, Maria. The problem is you got to figure out how to end it, right? And he's stuck. He's a buck-passing bureaucrat, and he has no spine. And now his mind has been kidnapped by these people in the white coats. He really believes this BS. It's like he's a member of a cult. But, you know, the rest of us didn't sign up to be in this cult. That's the way I feel, Maria. I mean, maybe he's got a few people following him in the cult, but I don't think it's the majority at all. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the statue of Christopher Columbus, and just more generally speaking, the statues in general. We're going to have on a guy from the Italian-American Committee in the North End. I'm Howard Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, the statue of Christopher Columbus in the North End of Boston was vandalized again recently. Its head was chopped off, and then Marty Walsh, the mayor, just had the whole statue taken away and put in a warehouse. And he said they're going to discuss what's going to come of it now. And this hasn't stopped the statue destroyers. Now they want to tear down the statue of Abraham Lincoln with a slave who has broken shackles. That's in Park Square. And they've vandalized the mural of the all black 54th Regiment of Massachusetts, which is right outside the State House, at the west northwest end of the Common, and they threw spray paint on that. So this is and statues are going down everywhere. There've been probably at least 7 or 8 Christopher Columbus statues ripped down. So we wanted to talk today to Frank Mazzaglia. He's the chairman in Boston of the Italian-American Heritage Committee and the Italian-American Alliance. Frank, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Howie.
What's the latest on the statue in the North End? I've told people in your group I wouldn't trust Marty Walsh as far as I could throw him on this matter. But what are your thoughts? Do you think the statue's coming back?
Well, we'd like to think so. What happened was we had sponsored a rally for Sunday past. And we canceled it. We canceled it on the word of people who had spoken to the mayor that there would be a satisfactory outcome, but we weren't sure what the satisfactory outcome would be. We are still waiting for the mayor's office for when that meeting is going to occur. But we thought we would give him an opportunity to at least talk with us and hear what we had to say. And our message is basically this. If, in fact, the city does not want to put that statue back up, and of course, you know, the statue is paid for with private money, then
right.
We would like to take it and put it in private property, if that's his concern. We think in the long run it probably will go back to where it was in the first place. I think he's probably waiting for the right moment. And we also understand that the statue was rather badly damaged. It just wasn't knocked off, but they also defaced the head of it itself. So it may take longer to put back into place, from what we hear.
I mean, what do you tell people that say the statue's got to come down? I mean, what I said when it came down was, you know, they've been complaining about slavery, and the New York Times has been promoting this false narrative that America started in 1619, and it's, you know, the blood of slaves. But if you take that number, if you believe that story, which is false to begin with,
what
the hell does Christopher Columbus have to do with it? He'd been probably dead for over 100 years in 1619.
I know. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that the people who are opposed to Christopher Columbus, this is the funny part. They really believe this. They genuinely believe it. There's 40 years that they have been given Howard Zinn and his People's History of the United States, which the taxpayers pay for because it's in the elementary mm-hmm. schools, it's in the high schools, the kids yeah. see it again in college. After yeah. a while, they really believe it.
It's like an Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore about climate
yeah.
change. It's one of the
yes.
Bibles of the public
yeah.
schools.
I mean, this thing about genocide really irritates me. You know, what the Turks did to the Armenians, that was genocide. What the Nazis did to the Jews, that was genocide. Genocide is not a clash of microbes, which is unintentional. It's accidental. It happened. It was terrible, but nobody meant it to happen, which is one of the key points of anything resembling genocide. And the business about slavery, oh, they like to talk about slavery. You know, Columbus did not institute slavery. Slavery was here at the dawn of civilization. And as a matter of fact,
I know.
Indians
you heard Cain. You heard Cain yesterday. We just played it in the intro. Senator Cain from Virginia. He said America invented slavery. I mean, how stupid can you get?
Indians had been practicing enslaving each other for 200 years before Columbus
right.
ever left Spain. I mean, this gets absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, when you break it down, it's a hate crime. And it's a hate crime by people who are screaming for racial justice. And you know, they're screaming for racial justice for themselves, but they don't mind incurring it on someone else.
Yeah. I just got a text from New Haven, Connecticut, and the mayor of New Haven announced yesterday that the 128-year-old Columbus statue there is coming down. It's less than a mile from the world headquarters of the Knights of Columbus. I hadn't even thought about that. What are they going to? Do they want the Knights of Columbus to change their name? How about Columbus, Ohio? How about Columbia University?
They tried to get the Knights of Columbus to change the name about 20 or 30 years ago, and they did extensive study on it, and they rejected the idea. So the Knights of Columbus remain the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah. And then it says, oh, it's less than a mile away from one of our biggest streets in New Haven, Columbus Avenue, and yet less than a mile away from Yale University. Yale University, which I just mentioned, is named after a slave trader. When is it? When are they going to take down that name? I mean, there's no doubt that Elihu Yale was a slave trader.
Yeah, but, well, you know, I went to Harvard, so I kind of always suspected that anyway. You know, I who knows?
So, I mean, this is really a problem, though, that, you know, that they're now they, I think they kind of realized, or some of them realized that that they didn't, they really can't tie Christopher Columbus to 1619. So now they're talking about how some Indians or Native Americans are complaining about Christopher Columbus, and they want the statues to come down.
You know, I know that, and I just cannot understand it. We have a number of Indians who are in our group, by the way. And
really?
Who say, please, they do not represent us. That's what they're saying. They do not represent us. As a matter of fact, Columbus never got to the United States. His entire area was in Latin America. And, of course, that's the other thing what people don't like about him. His first strike was he was Italian. And the second strike, he was a Catholic. And as a matter of fact, Latin America is Catholic because of Columbus. Oh, and there are people on the left who could never forgive a thing like that. You know, oh my God.
Well, you saw what happened last night in New Mexico. They were going after a statue of one of the Spanish conquistadors that went into New Mexico.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
under the modern definition, that guy is Hispanic, right? So,
that's
so
right.
They're trying to tear down the statues and the murals of Hispanics. But then they've already done that in California with the Padres, who set up the missions. They wanted to take down their statues and not have it, because somehow the Padres oppressed the native Indian population. But I think they're pretty much amalgamated now, you know? Like all the populations are amalgamated.
Sure. And you know, when you think about it, it was the missionaries stopped things like human sacrifice, stopped things like cannibalism. And we're supposed to apologize for that?
Right.
I mean, that's how bad the conditions were before the missionaries got there.
Yeah.
Now, some of the methods may not have been so great, but let me tell you, the alternative was a heck of a lot worse.
Well, you know, I mean, again, these people haven't read The Conquest of Mexico about how about the what happened when the Aztecs were running the show. How were the Spanish able to defeat the Aztecs with only a handful of troops and some horses? Granted, some horses and some gunpowder. They had all the subject tribes that were, as you say, being used for human sacrifices by the Aztecs. It was a native uprising.
On a daily basis, they would kill thousands of people to appease the gods.
Right.
Kids. Good grief. And this is what they want to preserve? Oh, you know, if it weren't so serious, it would be ludicrous on its face.
Yeah, it is. It is. And again, I know no one wants to read The Conquest of Mexico, but I mean, the Aztecs were pretty bad group of people. They ripped out the hearts. They ripped out the hearts of their victims. They had an island where they did the human sacrifices there in Mexico City, and they would tear and they would just throw them into a pile. And when the Spanish arrived, they found like these piles of, I guess desiccated is the word, human hearts.
Yep, that's right. They would cut off the foot of a slave so they couldn't run away. That's how serious this situation was, and how mean they were to each other.
And
we're
not.
And
you're right, Frank.
Apologize for this?
And Frank, you know, we're not saying that that there wasn't oppression going on, but you know what? There's oppression in every ethnic group.
Everywhere.
Every ethnic group in the country is oppressed, or every ethnic group in the world is oppressed at one time or another. And everybody who comes to America, the reason everybody came to America is because they were being oppressed in some way, whether it was economically or religiously. Or ethnically, so you don't leave your homeland for no reason.
Yeah, you know, our preamble, the Italian American Alliance, is that we are opposed to discrimination against all people, not just ourselves, because we know that the very same kinds of things happen to the Poles, to the Jews, to the French, to the Irish. It happened to everybody. And so we feel the pain because we experienced it ourselves. And we are as opposed to discrimination against Indians, against African Americans, against anybody, because we know what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, I you know, I really hope, you know, that you guys get the statue back up. It really belongs there. It's a nice statue, or it was a nice statue.
It really is, yes. And I think the important thing that we want to get across is this. Unlike times in the past, when you're going to pick on Italian Americans, or when you're going to pick on another ethnic group, someone is going to be there defending them, and that's going to be us.
Well, I hope so. I hope that you get that statue back up there. And if you got, I mean, is there any place you're looking at to move it, if you have to move it?
Well, there are several sites actually in the North End that would be actually very appropriate for it. And we've talked to people
like
about
St.
that,
Anthony's,
and they're more
maybe?
Than willing to. Yes, yep. There's the Peace Garden at St. Leonard's is a possibility. There is a space right in front of St. Stephen's by the Freedom Trail, which is well protected by a nice fence, and we could have cameras there to protect it, and so that if anything happened, we would at least have the knowledge of who did it. And that's the important thing, because as I say, this is a hate crime, and it really should be investigated. The real question should be going after the perpetrators, not what should we do with the statue.
Do you have any idea who did it?
Well, they did leave a sign saying Black Lives Matter, but normally when you rob a bank, you don't leave your wallet behind, so I'm not sure that was the Black Lives Matter.
At this point, that's like Kilroy was here. You know?
That doesn't. That's right. Exactly right.
I don't think that really is much of a clue, but yeah. I think you guys needed the cameras up last week. That was the problem. But who knew? Who knew this was going to happen, Frank?
Oh, you know, you're right on target. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Howie.
All right, Frank, if people want to get involved with your organization, do you have a website or somewhere they can go?
We do have a website. The website is the ItalianAmericanAlliance.com, or they can email me easily enough. In fact, it might be easier. Frank Wrote, one word, FrankWrote at AOL.com.
Frank Wrote at AOL.com. Okay, Frank, it's good talking to you. And again, I want the statue back up, and I think most people want the statue back up, whether they're Italian or not. It shouldn't be ripped down by vandals. That's what they are. Thanks for being with us, Frank Mazzaglia, from the chairman of the Italian American Heritage Committee in the Italian American Alliance. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. People are texting me all over the place. They're trying to change the names of everything with Columbus. Someone's saying they're trying to change the name of the Columbus School in Medford. Are you kidding me? And you know, if you get right down to it, what about the District of Columbia? How long can that survive if Christopher Columbus is such a bad guy?
Excuse me, pardon me. Do I have to change my name too?
Well, I'm sorry.
Lieutenant Columbo.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess you do. I guess you do, Mr. Peter Falk. 844-500-4242. Chase, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chase.
Afternoon, Howie. Yeah, I've been listening to you since I went to
school in Massachusetts, born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. So we're suffering from the same get rid of that statue ordinances that are trying to come across the New England states.
They're coming across everywhere, Chase. How many states do you think where they're not trying to tear down statues somewhere and somebody's statue for whatever reason?
I'm just saying also, I've lived all over the country. I've lived in Charlottesville. We all know what happened there a few years ago, and that still continued. They're still going after, Confederate statues. Monument Avenue, for your listeners, is the equivalent of Calm Ave, but at the big intersections are some, statues of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee that are about 40 or 50 feet high. These are huge, magnificent, tree-lined boulevard that goes on for about 5 miles in Richmond.
Yeah. Well, it's not just in the U.S. either. Look at in Liverpool, England. They want to change the name of Penny Lane. Because apparently, the Beatles song, because apparently Penny was a slave trader. And then they want to take down Admiral Nelson's statue in Trafalgar Square. He's the British admiral who won the Battle of Trafalgar. And are they going to rename Trafalgar Square, too, because he won the battle when they take down the statue? They're not going to get that statue because it's 170 feet high. I think at a certain point, it's kind of hard to rip down the statues, or it's counterproductive. All right, Chase, thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.